May be seated. So our scripture lesson today is from John. It's 18 verses 33 through 37. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priest have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I've come into the world to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." So I call this truth. So this is Pilate's first interrogation of Jesus. So he's heard about him, but he's never met him, is the way this is led to believe. And so we need to think about the people that are involved in this and what's going to happen to them, or what's their point of view of this interrogation. So for Pilate, he's appointed by the Romans to be the governor, would be the best way to describe him. So for him, if Jesus is really the king, then this could be an act of treason against the power of Rome. If someone's being treasonous against Rome, then he is supposed to put him to death. Now, part of that's because that's what Rome wants him to do, but the other part is he knows that if he doesn't do what Rome wants him to do, he's out. So he loses his power, he loses the money, the prestige, all of that that comes with his power of being over the territory. Well, then why did the religious leaders send Jesus here to start with? Well, they're worried about a couple different things. One is they're afraid that if Jesus causes a commotion, a revolution, a revolt within Jerusalem, that the Romans will come down really hard on the Jewish people. And that could be anything from eliminating them to at least taking away their personal power as religious leaders. So for them, they got a couple different things they're worried about. One is, are the Romans going to come down on them? Two, are they going to lose their personal power? Now, in both cases, and so this is Ed's point of view, may not be real life, it seems to me that each of them are really more worried about their own self than what happens if they don't do anything. Because Pilate could have let Jesus go. That was well within his authority to do that. So in the book of John, Jesus' kingship is a religious category. And what he's talking about is it's a kingdom that changes the way that we understand power. So when you guys think of power, so this is group participation now, okay? When you guys think of power, what do you think of? Control, strength, leadership. Nobody said military.
Okay, military.
Thank you. It's okay, I don't mind leading you sometimes.
Authority.
So it can be all those things. So I decided, I came up with a list of my own, things that I think that people in this time, I messed up with Rick because now he's got to move the camera, because I never stand over here, but today I am. So I think of power, I think of things that would have been just as important then with a few changes as what we have now. So some of the things I thought of was money. Nobody said money, but I was kind of surprised. Military, we got one of those. People following. Now back then, when you followed somebody, you literally followed them. But now we do it differently. We can do it through their social media sites, so we can follow them electronically. How many of your phones stalk you? Have you ever noticed when you get in your car and you go to the same place all the time, like home from here, it'll say, take 67 South. It's only 17 minutes and traffic's light. Apparently light is traffic every single time because that's all it ever tells me. So your phone stalks you, but you can social media people. We have political followers. Nobody even said that. And then I think sometimes people are fearful and they either follow someone because they are oppressed to follow them. And so I think of North Korea where they have an election, but funny enough, the Jung family wins every time by just huge percentage. I don't understand why nobody votes for the opposition. So what I did is I went on the internet, so we all know how accurate this might be, but this is where all these numbers came from. So when you talk about money, the top three were Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates. Okay, all those guys have $1 zillion. So then I looked up the most famous people. Now I will admit that I am surprised about these answers. Justin Bieber, okay, and The Weeknd. So two singers. Then I looked up social media followers, who had the most social media followers. So Rihanna does, singer. Michael Jackson, pretty good for a dead guy, has the second most. And then Katy Perry was third that follow them. I don't know how you follow Michael Jackson since he's dead, but he was listed number two. Again, I'm just telling you what I looked up. So then I thought I would look up political. How many people follow politicians? President Obama was first. He had 194 million followers. Narendra Modi, who I didn't know who Narendra Modi was, so don't feel bad if you don't. He is the Prime Minister of India. He has 135 million followers. And then President Trump was third with 117 million. I looked up fear to see if they had a category for that. They didn't, but again, when I think of that, it's countries like North Korea that you either follow. And then we have some new players where it used to be Burma, but now it's called Myanmar, where their political took over. And so you are either gonna be with the program or they're gonna get rid of you. They've already started that. In the old days, you had, Hitler's always number one in that list, just because of how awful the things they did were. President of Uganda, whose name escapes me right now, Idi Amin Dada. How could I forget a name like that? Idi Amin Dada, and they don't even know how many people died in the country of Uganda when he was president. And so they made people kowtow to him, hang around with them because of fear. If you didn't want to be part of their group, that wasn't a problem. They just eliminated you and your family. We saw the same thing in Russia before World War II and after World War II with Stalin, where people just disappeared. And so people have different ways of looking at that power. What Jesus is trying to explain 2,000 years ago, and the same thing that goes for us now that we still don't get, is that his power is not from followers or money or fame or threats, all those things we just talked about. His power comes from God. And you can see how God works in ways that we may not understand. And so today we had several God sightings. What made those difference makers come together and go out and help people that they didn't know? And he said he said it kind of depends on the project, but they have between 15 and 20 people. So how do they come together to do that? And we had the 45 shoeboxes, which how many do they send nationally? Do you know? How many thousands? Millions? That are sent from churches all over the United States that do that, that feel like God's working in their lives, and they say, you know what, this is something I'm supposed to do. Now, nobody forced us to make up shoeboxes. Nobody stood over us with a gun or threatened us or paid us to do it or any of those other things that came in all this ways of power. We did it because we felt God's presence somehow working in our hearts and our minds, our souls, And we felt like that's what we were supposed to do. And so the people that participated in that did that. The people that help with partners ministry have that same feeling and they do that. The people that have already volunteered to help Ann with the children's church. The people that do things around here that sometimes you see and sometimes you don't see because it's just like a miracle and it happens, they feel God leading them to do those things and that's what they do. But that's the power that we see through God as he works through his son, Jesus Christ. So his power comes from God, not from military might or human institutions. It doesn't come from the government, doesn't come from the city government, the state government. It all comes through God. So I took this out of John. It's 8:22. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, last week's message was about truth also. So the question is, do we recognize truth when it's there? So I know a little bit about President Obama because he was president, but I don't really know. I don't know him personally. I don't know if it's worth the 194 million people that follow him, if they get something out of that or not. I have no idea. I didn't look up the numbers of how much money the three top guys had. But let's just say it's you can't carry it around in your billfold, okay? It's more than just pocket money. And I don't really know anything about them. Gates is probably the one I know the most about, just because you would hear a little bit about him sometimes. I know who Rihanna is. Michael Jackson's not with us anymore. And Katy Perry, I know who she is. But I don't know them personally. I don't know if when they talk or when people follow them, if what they read is truthful or not. I don't know if everything you would read from President Trump is truthful or not. Based on the demographics of any particular part of the United States, 50% of us think everything he says is truthful, and 50% of us think everything he says is untruthful. So you're on one side or the other. But I don't know those people well enough to know whether they're being truthful to me or not. But I do have the ability to know God through Jesus Christ. And we have different ways of building that relationship. So one of the ways is, do we read the Bible? Do we read Scripture? And when I say read, I don't mean you have to really read, because now with Kindles, you can read like that, or you can get a CD. Does anybody here under the age of 20 know what a CD is? Because I don't think they really have those anymore. How about cassettes, 8 tracks? Okay, just checking to see the age of the crowd. But different ways of hearing that, whether you do it on your phone or your iPad or whatever, those ways of hearing Scripture, you have a lot of different ways of doing that. And you can choose how you hear that. You have different ways of doing that. But for us to know the truth, we have to find the truth. And I would say, if you're just following somebody, now it doesn't have to be the people I listed, but even if it's if someone that you view as a religious leader, just listening to them does not make it truthful what they always say. You have to have a basis in the Bible of your own so that you know what the truth is. Now, does everybody in the whole world know exactly everything in the Bible? I would say there's probably not a person on earth that could remember everything. In the hymn today, which the first one we sang, Come Ye Thankful People Come, I've sung that song a zillion times. How many in here have? Okay. In the first verse, I think it talks about the wheat and the tares. I never remember reading that before when I'm singing it. Tares were weed that killed the wheat. And then after I saw it in, I go, how does he work this in this song that the tares come out? And he talks in the next verse about how they rip out the tares and burn them. I've sung that song. I couldn't tell you how many times I've sung that song. I've never noticed that in there before. What I would tell you is that no matter how many times you read the Bible, whatever book of the Bible that you read, that you're going to read it sometime and you're going to go, I never noticed that before. Or I never understood it that way before. Part of it is because the goal is that we continue to grow and become closer to the Lord. And as we do that, we'll have a better understanding of what's going on. But you can't read the Bible just one time and think, oh, I got it all, because it just doesn't work that way. So some ways, the way I'm going through the Bible now is my phone app is leading me through. I'm into Ephesians. I think I'm supposed to be done by the end of the year, but it doesn't seem likely to me that I'm going to get through Revelation by the end of the year. But my phone promised me we'd be done by December 31st. And we all know our phones never lie to us or mislead us or take us in a direction that we didn't want to go. But that's one way I decided this year it would make me read through the whole Bible, plus the other things I do for class and school and for here. But it was a way that I would read through it. And so the upside of all this technology we have a lot of different ways of reading the Bible or listening to the Bible, hearing God's word. And so part of this, do you know the truth? You have to, it's not like Charlie Brown where you just put the Bible under your pillow and when you sleep on it, the next morning you wake up and you know everything that's in it. That's the way he studied for a test, if you don't remember. It doesn't work that way. You're going to have to find a way to read it or listen to it, because it's up to us to know the truth when we hear it or not. And part of that is, do we study? Do we let God into our lives to make that possible? So homework, this is homework week. Find a way to let God's word enter your life each and every day. So the program I'm using now, I'd be happy to share it with you. It's I don't remember the name of the app, but I can tell it to you. It's free. You just download. You pick whatever you want to study, and it'll just beep at you every day. So when my phone beeps at 10:40, it's because I get a Bible verse. I don't know what's so special about 10:40, but apparently 10:40 was the time I was doing it the first time when I said, hey, send me a Bible verse every day. And so now every day at 10:40, my phone beeps, and I know what it is. I don't even have to look. I know it's 10:40. It's only been going that for 3 years. I've tried to change it. I can't do it. I need to get a kid to help me, okay? Because adults can't really mess with phones. It's a rule. I read it on the internet. I know it's true. And so find a way to read God's word, to hear God's word, so that you'll know what the truth is. Amen? Let us pray. Father, be with us all as we go out into your world. Let us share your love and grace with so much family and loved ones. We'll be seeing this next 6 weeks or so over Thanksgiving and the celebration of Jesus' birth. Guide us and direct us in all that we say and do so that when people see us, they know we are Christian by your love. Amen.